Now, Wisconsin's 4th and 8th graders are overall ahead of the national average when it comes to math scores on standardized tests. But the state continues to have one of the widest disparities in scores along racial and ethnic backgrounds.
And a new report by the National Council on Teacher Quality found only 1/8 of colleges are adequately preparing incoming teachers on how to teach math.
But what does teaching math in Wisconsin schools feel like in the classroom?
Two math teachers join us now. They're both members of the Wisconsin Mathematics Education Foundation. Deb Heitman is a fifth grade teacher and math instruction coach for the Coleman School District. And Steve Aiken is a high school math teacher for the Northern Ozaukee School District. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Deb, thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I want to talk about what goes into math teacher education at each of the levels you work at. Deb, let's start with you. Upper elementary school, what kind of training does that teacher need to be successful in the math classroom?
Well, in recent years, I think a good training, first of all, is really knowing our content. And that kind of comes through professional development, but also in our educational schools. And kind of having an open mind that it's not just memorization anymore. And instead, we're trying to help get kids to think about math instead of just memorizing information or formulas, but rather thinking about ideas and how numbers are structured. And all that kind of came for me, I guess, through teaching all these years.
And Steve, at the high school level, what do things look like for teacher preparation in the math class?
Well, thankfully, nothing is really different for a high school math teacher. We have to know our content. We also are given plenty of instruction about how to include all kinds of students, how to structure a lesson, and we're given student teaching as an experience, of course, before we graduate. I think what we get as an undergrad experience is enough. I would think, though, that we could improve it if we could have some mentoring that bridges from the undergrad to the in-classroom first year, second year, third year professional experience, because those are clearly the hardest years. And there are things you just can't teach. So if a student's having a bad day and the teacher can't diagnose that and doesn't know how to respond, it'd be nice if there was an experienced teacher nearby who could say, hey, come here, let me just point out what I see. And here's a nice way to respond to that. And I'm not speaking for Deb on that. I just think that that would have really helped me and some of my colleagues at the high school level.
Deb, what do you think of that idea, that new teacher, maybe just out of college, having that kind of mentoring in the math class?
Oh, absolutely. Math classrooms nowadays definitely look different from when I was younger. So to be able to see it in action is very different than just hearing about it. Because also we need to be able to ask the questions to get the students thinking, which is something I had to learn through the years and didn't come naturally at first or really wasn't taught how to do that to be able to get what we're hoping the kids are, their reasoning skills are in different answers.
And Steve, do you see this kind of thing happening? I know you're both with a statewide organization. Do you see some of that kind of mentoring happening in some districts, or is there, in your view, a lot of opportunity to do more of that?
Well, let me do a shameless plug, first of all, for our WMC Connect program. We do reach out to new educators and try to get that kind of thing happening where we meet in the evenings and try to meet regularly and just listen. What are you going through? What would you like as resources to help out and that kind of thing? But the idea to do like a formal in-classroom mentoring program, actually, I stole that from Michigan. A friend of mine was born and raised in Michigan, and he said that training program is phenomenal over there. And they, in fact, do a good job, from their estimation. I just think it would really grease the skids because a teacher walks into a classroom with somewhere between 25 and 35 different students, and each of them is dozens of variables that walk in with them in terms of personal life, expectations of the classroom experience, levels of skill, energy level. I mean, it goes on and on and on, and it really takes a good amount of time to dial that in as a professional to know how to carefully respond to that in a way that's loving and supportive and consistent.
part of why we're talking to the two of you right now is we see this report from the National Council on Teacher Quality saying, hey, only an eighth of our colleges that teach teachers are spending enough time preparing new teachers on how to teach math to young students. It split schools here in Wisconsin the way they rate them. Deb, what do you think about what colleges are doing to prepare teachers to teach math? Is there enough time going into that kind of instruction?
I have a unique experience, as Steve was mentioning, about the state of Michigan. That is where I got my undergraduate from. And at that time, we kind of did have a little bit more. As far as in the state of Wisconsin, I don't have quite as much experience. However, I guess to be part of those any type of mentorship and spend a little bit more time in the classroom to see how it's actually done would definitely be helpful, especially in our elementary schools, where our focus is so much on literacy and ELA.
And Steve, your thoughts on how our undergraduate educational institutions are doing on preparing teachers for that math class?
I just want to start by saying the minimum, in my perception, the minimum a student should be entering a classroom with to become a teacher, is a couple years of undergrad before their student teaching. I don't know if we should have teachers in front of kids with less than an undergraduate degree, because there's a lot to what we do, as I mentioned earlier. And if we could get a mentor who is in context talking about those kids and that lesson in that moment and what works and what doesn't and what needs improvement, I think we can get a lot of change. And in fact, probably see a change in that data you referred to earlier.
Now, you're both math teachers. I'm guessing you've encountered people, maybe students, maybe other grown-ups saying this to you at some point, I'm just not good at math, right? This idea that some of us are inherently bad at math. Deb, what do you say to people, in particular your students, to make the case that, no, in fact, they are capable of learning math?
I happen to have a poster in my room that says, how to be a math person. Step one, be a person. Step two, do any type of math. And we kind of always come back to that no matter what we're doing, even if it's something as simple as playing a logic game, we're all math because we're using those critical thinking skills. And that's what I've told to adults. I also have a shirt with the same thing who will look at me and might say, I totally disagree with your shirt. And that's usually what I tell them. But we're always doing math, whether we might be in a store estimating. If we're just playing those logic style games, even online, we're still using those critical thinking skills that math helps provide for us.
We'll leave it there. Deb, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Steve, thanks for being with us.
Honored to be a part of the show.
We're talking about the state of mathematics education in Wisconsin. That was Deb Heitman, fifth grade teacher and math instruction coach for the Coleman School District, and Steve Aiken, high school math teacher for the Northern Ozaukee School District. Now we turn to the Department of Public Instruction for a statewide perspective. Mary Mooney is a math education consultant with the Department of Public Instruction. Mary, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Now, in 2023, Governor Evers signed Act 20 into law. That established a state literacy department. It set some standards for reading skills. Well, that's reading. What, if anything, is the state's role when it comes to how math education is handled around the state?
That is a really interesting question and one that my colleague and I are really wrestling with right now. Mathematics, honestly, is used to being maybe second to literacy. We know literacy is very important. But many times that just leaves mathematics in this strange, difficult space where many people don't really tackle it. But it's starting to get some noticing about what do we do about what literacy is considered in mathematics. How do we think about how students understand numbers and understand mathematics? So we are really starting to think about what would that look like, because it's not literacy. We have to do something different. We're just wrestling with what that's going to look like moving forward.
The latest round of state tests found what lots of rounds of state tests do on math. We look pretty good in Wisconsin on average compared to the rest of the country, but we have one of the biggest racial disparities for math scores and math outcomes. What are you and your colleagues looking at when it comes to helping schools tackle those disparities we have?
Well, I think one of the very first things we're doing is really digging into the data to show us what those gaps look like. We do have racial and ethnicity gaps. We do have gaps in our students who are economically advantaged and those who are economically disadvantaged. We do have that with our students in special education and the students not receiving special education. So we first have to understand where the gaps are, because each group of students will likely need something quite different. And then getting into what that is can be very complicated. As you can imagine, there's a lot of factors that go into how students perform on a test. One is the test itself. Do we have the right test that is measuring what the students really know and can do? So we wrestle with that at the state level. But we also think about what are those instructional practices? What are the materials? What do the students need at the classroom level that could come in terms of looking at what materials are in front of them? What are the instructional practices? What do the students feel like when they're in math class? Emotions have a lot to do with learning mathematics. So we have a lot of factors to explore. And right now we're really just kind of thinking about where is our capacity to dig in and what's going to give us the most bang for our buck to make a difference in those gaps.
You're at the Department of Public Instruction now. I understand you were an educator yourself before your time at DPI. With both of those backgrounds, what are your thoughts on teacher training and preparedness? What kind of things do we need to do to make sure that teachers are coming into math class as prepared as they can be?
Oh, gosh, this is really tough because what I'm going to say seems really broad, but I really think it's at the heart of what we need to do in teacher education. We need to help future teachers see that there might be a chance the way that they were taught in mathematics is not really best practice, and perhaps we need to do things a little bit differently. We often talk about how one of the greatest predictors of how you teach is how you were taught. And that shows up a lot. It showed up in my practice. I taught like I was taught because it worked for me, but I quickly realized it didn't work for all of my students. So I had to think about changing how I taught so that my students would have a greater chance at learning the mathematics. So I think essentially what a prep program needs to do is really help teachers start to be reflective of themselves as a student and be open to considering their impact on their students, not just duplicating how they were taught, but really think about how am I teaching now impacting the students on their with their learning.
Just talked to a couple of math teachers. The idea came up. They were very enthusiastic about it, of more mentorship for that new teacher, right? They've done their college work. They've done their student teaching. But that first one, maybe up to 3 years, partnering with that senior teacher to bounce ideas off, learn the classroom management skills and educational skills in math. Is that something you see potential for in Wisconsin?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, like if you are really trying to think about to break a cycle of how you were taught yourself, it helps to have someone else in the room. Because I will tell you, if you have not been in front of 30 teenagers trying to teach them math, you sometimes autopilot takes over. And it's very difficult when you're young, you're nervous, or not so much young, but even new to teaching, you can be nervous and you might not be aware of how your practices are landing on the students. And then you add in classroom management, you add in expectations of the adults in the building. So you really need some mentorship to kind of help you navigate the different challenges for sure.
Mary, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mary Mooney is a math education consultant with the Department of Public Instruction. We've been talking about math education in Wisconsin. We also heard from teachers Deb Heitman from the Coleman School District and Steve Aiken from the Northern Ozaukee School District. You can share your math learning or teaching stories. What worked for you? What did you run into trouble with? What could have gone better? Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.